Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, 25 years ago, Casey Dean and a friend bought a quantity of food in a McDonald's in Adelaide. They ate everything except one burger that they kept for later, much later. They still have it, and they now claim it's the oldest McDonald's burger in the world. Casey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. So, is it a quarter pounder with cheese that you have in your possession?
It is. Yeah, it sure is. It's a quarter pounder with cheese. 24, nearly going on 25.
And when you bought it, why didn't you eat it?
So we were obviously a fair bit younger back then. And we were from the country here in Australia in the rural areas, and there was no McDonald's, so we very rarely got to have any. We happened to be in the city. We bought a whole heap of McDonald's, three of us, and we bought way too much. And we just couldn't get through the last burger that we bought. And my mate Jono turned to myself and said, "Case, do you want it?" And I said, "No." And he turned to my friend Ed. And he said, "Ed, do you want it?" And Ed said, "Oh, yeah, I'm denied." And then Jono said, "Well, look, just hold on to it until I come back." And he never came back, and we held on to it.
Right. Okay. And how come, though, you kept it for 25 years?
Yeah, I guess that's where it gets a little bit more interesting. So Edward and I always used to pride ourselves on just doing gross, silly things as kids. And his mum told us to throw it out, and we said no, and she kind of sort of, yeah, and everyone sort of, I was kind of like a dare, I guess. Well, that's how we took it. And yeah, so he Ed just threw it up on his desk, and we always just talked about it, and then he locked it in a little box. And then it sort of, we forgot about it for a few months, and we're like, wow, we go back and check on it. We were like 14, 15 years old. We checked on it, and it didn't smell at all, and it just still looked the same. And we were like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then Edward's mum said after about 10 years, started taking it to school to show, because she was a school teacher, started taking it to school to show her students. And we just sort of, yeah, it was always just a funny thing between him and I. And it just obviously got a bit out of control.
And did you become aware that there's a 10-year-old burger and chips on display in Iceland?
Yeah. Well, basically, anytime anything goes online that's even slightly weird about McDonald's or burgers, or Edward and I just get tagged all the time on social media. But it actually went viral. Our burger went viral here in Australia about in 2015. Excuse me. Yeah, in 2015 we it was obviously when we got the burger there was no Facebook, there was no, well, the internet hardly even worked in Australia anyway. And so years had passed. Edward had actually moved to Latvia. And he came back, and we were just mucking around, having a few drinks, catching up, talking about the burger, of course. And we decided, in our wisdom, to make a Facebook page called "Can This 20-Year-Old Burger Get More Likes Than Kanye West?" And we did. And the next morning, we got a phone call from one of the main network television stations here in Australia saying, "Are you guys serious?" And we're like, "Yeah, we are, actually." And they said, "Oh, do you want to come on television tomorrow night?" And we did. And it sort of exploded. It exploded from there. So, yeah, that's a very strange scenario. And here we are. So anytime anything comes up online, we get told about it. And we didn't think anything would happen with this burger for another, 10, 15, 20 years, maybe 10, 40 or something. And sure enough, here we are four and a bit years later, we're talking about it all over again. Everyone seems to want to know about it.
So. Yeah. And and your Facebook did get more likes than Kanye West.
No, it hasn't yet, but we're still trying. It's look, if you want to jump online, it's called, yeah, as I mentioned, it's called "Can This 20-Year-Old Burger Get More Likes Than Kanye West?" We've updated it to say 25, but it hasn't quite updated yet. But anyway, jump online, you'll find it, that's for sure.
And when does it reach 25?
So next year, in November next year, it reaches 25.
And are you going to have a party? So
Yeah, we are actually. We were already talking about that the other day. I think we'll do like a little mini doco and take him into McDonald's, visit all his mates, and maybe put a little hat on him, go down the pub, something like that. Yeah, should be good.
Sounds nice. Now, is it as hard as a rock at this stage?
It's solid. It's just completely solid. It's actually shrunk by about a third. To scale, but yeah, look, it you obviously you'd never guess in a million years it was nearly 25 years, like nearly a quarter of a century quarter pounder. But yeah, all the sesame seeds are still on there. Well, not all of them, but for the most part. And we haven't looked after it at all. It's just been knocking around in sheds and Edward just had it in a box in his room for years and years. And then it sort of, when Edward went over to Latvia, he left it in his sister's shed in Adelaide, and it sat there for at least a decade. And in Adelaide, it can be 40 degrees. It can go down to minus 2 degrees. And it's totally, it was sitting in a box in a garbage bag full of clothes, just thrown in the back of a corner of a shed somewhere. And the rats actually ate through the plastic bag. They ate through the clothes and they got to the burger and they left it. They didn't even want to touch it.
Okay. Now, the fact that a quarter pounder is unchanged after 25 years for the most part and doesn't smell and rats don't want to eat it, does that tell you anything about McDonald's food?
We always say pretty much the same thing. Look, we're not microbiologists. We're not scientific at all. So we're really not, we don't want to comment too much on it. But, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that that can't be real good.
Yeah. Do you still eat McDonald's?
No, I'd have to be pretty... Look, me personally, I have had the sneaky half a burger and then regretted my actions after a few pints. But but Edward's cold turkey. He hasn't touched it for years, decades and decades. Here in Australia, I drive Uber. So I sneak through and try and get a coffee every now and again because they're the only thing that's open. I always look over my shoulder in case Ronald McDonald's coming to knife me or something.
Have McDonald's been in contact with you at all? Because they might have seen this as a promotional opportunity.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure if it's really the promotion or the kind of attention they'd probably want, to be fair. But they haven't contacted us directly, but they have, every time a big network gets hold of it and runs a story, of course, at the end, they have to tag on that the networks approach McDonald's and say, well, what's your take on this network? And McDonald's always say, oh, well, any burger under the same circumstances would look the same after the same amount of time. So everyone's got an opinion. Mine, personally, is that is incorrect. you know, make up your own mind, to be fair. But, I'm sure that's what they would say. They haven't got much other defence, rather.
Well, happy birthday to your quarter pounder next year. Casey Dean, thank you very much for talking to us today.
I'll be sure to let him know, mate. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.